This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us ahead of the Living Justice Conference, we're hearing from Rashenda Vermeulen. Thanks you so much for being on the show.
It's a pleasure.
You're the founder and CEO of the Integrity Agency. If people aren't familiar with your work, basically you are helping people tell great stories in really great ways, to say it simply. Tell us a little bit about how the agency got off the ground.
Yeah, well, I was myself working at World Vision. I was a career, I guess, social worker, and then fell into marketing for not-for-profits and saw that there needed to be an agency out there that focused on helping good organisations grow. So 7 years ago, actually this June, which just turned 7 years old, I started from my bedroom and had this dream to help organisations like World Vision with their marketing, with training their teams, and that is now grown into a team of almost 20, and we work with hundreds of not-for-profits around Australia, helping them from growing their marketing teams to growing their leaders.
It's pretty cool that you've been able to actually step out and do something like that. And as you mentioned, you're helping people tell stories that are doing good really well. What is it that you are drawn to about those kind of stories and getting that message out there?
I think the one thing that has remained clear over the years is that when you are in a business or a not-for-profit, you have so many options with what you can do to spread the word about who you are or the stories that you want to tell. And what draws me to this work is just helping people navigate those options. Like, how do you find the most compelling story that people are drawn to? What's the most important part of this mission or cause that's going to make sense to people? There's a problem-solving element to every story that I really enjoy. And you might find that yourself, as you listen to people's history or stories, you're drawn into understanding how they think or wanting to learn more. I think there's an innate curiosity in people's stories.
And the kind of companies that you work with obviously are wanting to do some good in the world. Companies and even social justice causes or just anything that's community oriented. For years, those two things have been very detached. Business is all about business. It's not about people. It's not about change. But thankfully, that's really starting to change. Why do you think companies are starting to have an interest more in leaving a positive footprint in their wake?
I think a lot more companies are passionate about culture, the culture of their people. They want their staff to live full lives, or at least try to. Mental health in the workplace is becoming a bigger topic. If you care more about your staff in the business that you're in, whether you're at a bank or a telephone company or even at, your local baker, it's natural that you then gravitate towards thinking about the impact you can make on the world together. So I was speaking to Vodafone this morning, who know that people often call a phone company when they're in a domestic violence situation.
Wow.
It's the first step to, be able to step out. And what Vodafone has seen as important is, how do we equip our staff to help someone in that situation so that they don't have to go through the loopholes that we all have to go through if we're changing our contract details? So there's lots of examples like that where companies, they are trying to change the way that they operate to have their staff more connected to cause and community, and often to really being able to make an impact that a not-for-profit can't make.
And seeing the power of the influence that they have. And as you've worked with a lot of different companies and not-for-profits, where do you think the challenges and gaps lie, particularly if we're thinking for not-for-profit agents or companies, I should say? Where are the gaps between how their stories can be told better and how they're currently being told now? What are they doing wrong?
That's a good question. I think the simplest thing is they overcomplicate it. So the amount of times that we go into working with a not-for-profit and they have 50 different ways of explaining how they help people, they use language that sometimes doesn't make sense, and also they can make you feel really overwhelmed with thinking that this issue is impossible to solve. And the reality is, when you start asking lots more questions and when you unpack it further, you can see that there's way simpler ways to explain the good that an organisation does in the world. You can see that they are doing incredible work and they've had lots of positive change, but they're just not the best at explaining that.
Mm.
So when you can explain that, you can give people hope and see, here's exactly what you've done well. I know that Hope has partnered with Compassion, and Compassion does that incredibly well. Compassion is incredible about sharing how sponsorship can change the life of the child and their community. But that's not the norm for most organisations. and that goes for asking for money as well. Like, we all know that you can make a big impact with the money, with donations and with the money that you make in the world. And not all organisations that do great work are good at even asking for money or wanting to show that they need it.
Yeah, we all probably need a little bit more boldness in those kind of spaces. But for you, for you personally as a mum, it's remarkable that you decided to take the risk to quit your job, start your own business, and it's now thriving. Take us into the headspace then of making that choice all those years ago to really take a leap.
It's hard. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, I've got it all. It doesn't feel that way. But it was actually part of the reason for starting the business, because I wasn't a mum yet. And I knew that I had this passion and I wanted to give it all I could before I had a kid. And also I wanted to make sure that I could balance having a kid with a business. You know, I was brought up in a family where they were entrepreneurs and that really ran our lives. And I didn't get a lot of time with my dad because of that. And I, you know, was wrestling with this tension of how do I pursue this passion that I believe I'm being called to with having a family, which I also feel like I'm called to. And I think starting with that mindset and knowing what your priorities are gives you a completely different framework of stepping into it. So I, you know, made a promise to my husband and to myself that I wouldn't work weekends and I wouldn't work nights. And also because of that, I've made calls to hire people maybe earlier than I needed to, because I didn't want to be stretched so thin. So, you know, it's a balancing act. We're now, you know, with 20 people, my husband works in the business and we're able to have more support, but it's still, you know, it's still a juggle. It requires a lot of communication and a lot of sharing of responsibilities. You know, we feel like we're modern parents trying to navigate how to be equal partners. And, you know, that is a new era that we live in. So I don't have it figured out, but we try every day.
Yeah, you're doing it step by step, which is all any of us can do, really. And it's really encouraging to see that you gave it a go and that you've shown that no matter who you are and what you're doing, you can actually do something that is helpful, that is actually bringing about sort of world change, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know. This is one of the things I love about the Justice Conference in particular, is they have this belief that you can do great work in the world exactly where you are right now. You don't have to quit your job tomorrow to go work at a not-for-profit to create change. And I 100% believe that. I see that in every company we work with, whether it's, you know, a shoe company or a not-for-profit, that in your jobs, in your roles, there's people around you. There are co-workers that are struggling with things. There are organizations that you can donate to that make a huge impact. There are networks that you have where you can introduce people that you think should meet one another to make an impact. Like, there is no limit to the impact that you can make on the world. It's just whether you're looking for it or not is often the question.
Right. So if there's someone listening right now who is just thinking, I'd like to do something different, I'd like to take the first step in instigating change, what would your advice to them be to get started?
I think generally, for me, it's always been about following your curiosity. Like, what do you feel is something that's on your heart that's of interest to you? So are you hearing a lot about mental health or domestic violence, or even thinking about your local community? There are multiple ways that you can action that curiosity. It can just be looking on Google and seeing, you know, what organizations are in my community that I could volunteer to or donate to. It could be, if it's mental health, you know, talk to someone in your workplace. What's your workplace's policies on mental health? How do they support people? Is it just speaking to friends about it and asking them about their mental health? You know, I think it's not just about an alignment to a charity and figuring out you know, how to make things happen through someone else. It's just asking more questions, and I generally find that that leads to something.
Yeah, that's really, really helpful advice, Rashenda. Look, thank you so much for your time today, and we look forward to seeing you at the conference as well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.